Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and maybe, just maybe, a great day for President Trump. Why? Because of a big new poll of American attitudes. It's not one of those presidential horse race polls. All the news in those polls is disastrous for President Trump. It's very, very bad. However, there is a poll by Cato Institute, which I know is causing high fives and celebrations and encouragement in Trump Central and the White House and in his campaign. We will get to that contradiction, and it's an important one coming up on the Medved Show. But first up, one of the best columns of the last couple of weeks. Again, it's by Daniel Henninger, who is such an important voice in our culture. He's a columnist every Thursday for the Wall Street Journal. He is a deputy editorial page editor there in America's most important conservative publication. And he's also a commentator on Fox News. And Daniel, let me just begin by sharing with our audience a paragraph that you wrote that appeared yesterday that is so profound and so chilling and so important. You write, outside wartime, with bombardments turning blocks into rubble, I'm hard put to think of any precedent for what is happening to these U.S. cities now. The enforced pandemic closures and isolation were bad enough, but the endless protests, with their instinct to violence and atmosphere of dread, have broken the spirit of many cities. And I think that there are many Americans living in big cities. I live in Seattle. You're in New York. You're from Cleveland. Isn't this really a nationwide phenomenon?
It is a very widespread phenomenon, to be sure, Michael. And it's, as I said in the column, the mayhem, the violence, what we've been viewing, I mean, it startles, it appalls all of us. But if you look past it and see what's happening to the spirit of these great cities, it's very sad, quite frankly. The life is just being driven out of them by these events. The pandemic was bad enough. That was probably something, you know, we'd eventually recover from one way or another. But the endless protests, as I described them, I think have really beaten people down. And the tough part in cities like Seattle and Portland and New York, San Francisco, which are in the control of progressive mayors and political structures, is that the individuals in those cities are getting so little help and support from the people whose responsibility is to protect the quality of daily life in their cities. Instead, we are now governed in all these cities by leadership that is essentially taking the side of the protesters. I mean, we sit here and listen to Bill de Blasio every day of the week, and if Bill de Blasio says it's complicated one more time, I'm going to throw something through the TV screen. And, you know, I think it's having a political effect, Michael. Just as in 2016, as I wrote, when President Trump identified overlooked lower-middle-class white voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, I think the forgotten men and women of this period are the shop owners and normal people living in cities like liberal cities, and often who themselves consider themselves liberal, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, and New York, who I believe are going to eventually see that this style of politics and governance is simply destructive, and there is going to be a backlash. I'm not saying they're going to pull the lever for Donald Trump. You never know. But I think they're going to be open for some alternative political ideas if they haven't moved out of their cities already.
One of the things that I was talking to folks about before you came on, Daniel, speaking to Daniel Henninger, and his column is a must-read. It's under the headline, Progressives to Cities Drop Dead, is basically suggesting that what these cities haven't tried, what people haven't tried, is just negotiating with the demonstrators and trying to meet them halfway and to try to take their demands seriously. Why is that a totally impossible option in this situation?
It is impossible because this generation of left-wing protesters, these radicals, unlike many in the past, to negotiate with them, a negotiation is usually an act of good faith on both sides. And I think their side is not acting in good faith at all. That their idea of this negotiation is simply that one side makes concessions, they take them and move on to the next set of targeted concessions. That's what you're seeing in places like Seattle and Portland and New York City. So under those circumstances, I think it's incumbent upon us to recognize that this is not a negotiation. This is a power play. This is a power play that isn't merely taking place behind the scenes in urban politics, but literally on the streets. They are trying to take over. And obviously, at some level, there's going to have to be some pushback. And in that respect, I have to tell you, Michael, I'm very ambivalent about the idea of President Trump getting involved in San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and New York City. Sad to say, I think they may be beyond saving. But some of these cities that are besieged by crime, like Chicago, Detroit, Kansas City, and Albuquerque, I think perhaps they're going to be willing to meet the federal government halfway and to get some help in turning around their problems.
What about the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explanation for all of this? At a time of rising unemployment, of a time of economic hardship, that the rise in crime is absolutely necessary and inevitable. This doesn't account for the reality of gang involvement, does it?
No, it doesn't at all. And I think, you know, her comments are insane. Quite frankly, and it's like she's living in an alternative universe. But that's typical of progressive political thinking. I hate to keep calling them progressive because it is so regressive. And, you know, she's got an election this fall in Queens herself. She's trying to run for reelection. There are a lot of people running against her. And again, Michael, you hate to say this, but if the people currently living in Queens reelect someone like AOC to the Congress, they're getting the quality of urban life that they deserve. There's little that we are going to be able to do about that. And one just hopes that outside areas like that, people do come to their senses and understand that civil order is at stake here, and the quality of life built in these cities over 100, 150 years. They're great stories. You know that, Michael. These cities are magnificent.
And no, it's unbelievable. With one of the big success stories in American life, number one, is better policing and driving down the crime rate. And related to that has been the revitalization of American cities, including really hardcore problem American cities like Newark and Cleveland, even Detroit to some extent.
Sure.
Baltimore is its own problem. But it's just now, it's like, as you point out in your column, we're taking a giant step backward. One way we could take a step forward is reading Daniel Henninger every week, but particularly this week. Daniel, I know you have to run. Appreciate your perspective. I want to come back with a new poll that shows exactly why there's a secret confidence. Oh, I won't say secret. at least unspoken confidence in the Trump campaign. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a question for you. Are you afraid to express your political opinions? Are you afraid of consequences if people knew what you really believed? What's unbelievable to me is 62% of Americans, that's of all Americans all across the board, say that they have political views that they're afraid to share. And this is a new survey by Cato Institute. It's a big national survey, and it's fascinating. They asked very smart questions, and they came up with very, very relevant answers. If you, by the way, are one of those people who has political views that you're generally afraid to share, vary that. You can use a false name if you want. We'll just call you Mr. X or Madam X. And you can give us a call if you want to. 1-800-955-1776. A new Cato National Survey finds that self-censorship is on the rise in the United States. Nearly two-thirds of Americans, that's 62%, say the political climate these days prevents them from saying things they believe because others might find them offensive. The share of Americans who self-censor has risen several points since 2017. Back in 2017, it was 58% of Americans agreed with that statement. Now it's 62%. These fears cross partisan lines. But guess what? They cross partisan lines, but they're much more concentrated among Republicans. 52% of Democrats say they're sometimes afraid to share their political views. 59% of independents, 77% of Republicans say they're sometimes afraid to share their political views. Now, I mentioned before, I thought this was going to be cause for celebration for Donald J. Trump and for the people working on his campaign. Because one of the things that they have been talking about for years,
this is producer Rockstar Greg running the boards today for the Michael Medved Show. One of the joys of having Michael work from home and remotely, and yes, I'm being sarcastic, is the fact that from time to time we do have some technical difficulties. So hence, in this very live segment we're doing right now, Michael's signal goes out when he's in the midst of making a brilliant, eloquent, articulate point about our current moment as a culture right now. So we got 2 minutes to go here in this segment before we head into a break. And I want to play some audio for you of a Super PAC ad that I think really kind of encapsulates what the tone for the GOP and conservatives is going to be going into the 2020 election. You've seen ads of this nature already from the Trump campaign itself, but like I said, this one is from a Super PAC, and let me set the table for you. It shows a mother and her child at home. And outside, you hear chaos, you hear riots, you hear demonstrators, you hear news reports about how things are, look, large in part, kind of going to hell in so many American cities across the country right now. And the reason the ad is effective is, yes, of course, it plays into this idea of fear. There are two big motivators for voters every 4 years, particularly when it comes to the presidential election. One is fear and one is hope, and both are very strong motivating factors, and both are at various points legitimate. Right now, there are lots of citizens, concerned, well-meaning, genuine, sincere people worried about the direction of this country. And I think that's one of the reasons this ad might be effective. So take a listen to this new Super PAC conservative ad.
Come here, honey. Hide under the bed.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Baby, it's going to be okay.
You have reached 911 emergency services. Due to budget cuts and increased criminal activity, our agents are busy assisting other callers. Your hold time is 17 minutes. Have a nice day.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And that's the voice of Joe Biden answering a question about defunding the police and him saying, yes, of course I want to defund the police. All right, coming back, hopefully we'll have Medved for you. This is Rockstar Greg taking over as we had some technical difficulties. But on the other side of this break, hopefully we'll have your cultural crusader.
As coronavirus sweeps our country, trustworthy information is more important than ever before. Now, I trust the American Council on Science and Health to provide me up-to-date news and analysis that is often weeks or even months ahead of the mainstream media. This is Michael Medved letting you know ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate science fact from fiction and health scares from long-time health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have communicated science to the public since 1978. Even better, if you go to acsh.org today, you can sign up for their free newsletter. No obligation, absolutely free. You'll be far smarter, far more informed than anyone who relies solely on cable news for information. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. Go to acsh.org today, American Council for Science and Health, acsh.org. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at...
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump has decided to cancel the live Republican National Convention in Jacksonville. USA Radio's John Hunt leads off this hour.
President Donald Trump said he will no longer hold a large in-person Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, because of COVID-19, but will hold virtual events and give an acceptance speech.
But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right, it's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people.
The president said he spoke with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about the decision to cancel the convention and that the governor had not pressured him to do so.
Before the bell tolled on Wall Street, the Dow was down 158 points, the NASDAQ down 110, the S&P 500 down 25. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Medved show. Okay, let me be perfectly candid about what just happened. And it was not a malfunction on my part. It was not a malfunction on the part of Rockstar Greg, who is working with me on the show today. Greg is back at the studio. Jeremy is away on vacation. And we'll be back, God willing, Monday. But here's what happened. Is I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm making all this profound sense, and things seem to be going fine, and all of a sudden, boom, my computer just died. And I don't know why, but I'm at home. Greg is in the studio, and Greg, operating like the champ that he is, went ahead and was able to maybe advance some of the thoughts and arguments that I was trying to make to you. I don't know because I didn't hear it, but I know Greg, so I know that what he was saying was substantive and valuable. We are now reconnected, and it's ironic, of course, because this is the segment, actually, that I was really very stirred by, and it's this new Cato poll. I mean, first of all, let me mention, I mentioned that there was bad news for Trump with other polls. There are a whole series of Quinnipiac polls for four crucial swing states, Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. And Trump is getting slaughtered everywhere, according to these polls. They were finished on July 20th, so they're right up to date. In Florida, he's losing by 13 points, 51-38. It's ugly. In Michigan, he's losing by 9 points. In Minnesota, he's losing by 13 points, same as in Florida, 51-38. In Pennsylvania, he's losing by 11 points. I mean, this is very bad news. However, the context of the polls should be this other study that I was talking to about when I was so rudely interrupted by an equipment malfunction. And that other poll is a Cato survey that shows that Americans, particularly Republicans, are afraid to say what they say, what they believe. Two-thirds of Americans say the political climate these days prevents them from saying things they believe because others might find them offensive. The share of Americans who self-censor is 52% of Democrats say they sometimes don't say what they believe, 59% of independents, and 77% of Republicans. And in other words, people who are exposed to mainstream media, and everybody's exposed to mainstream media, even if you listen regularly to talk radio, even if you listen regularly to Fox or to One America Network or whatever you're listening to, you cannot avoid the mainstream media drumbeat. And again, the overwhelming majority of cities have newspapers that lean to the left. And this all has a great and profound impact. And particularly when you have these polarizing issues, like right now at this moment, I honestly don't believe that there is anything like near equal division on this issue of policing. I think that the overwhelming majority of Americans, and when I say overwhelming majority, I mean over 70%, appreciate the police, support the police, want more public safety. They do not like, as Tom Egan said in Rogan said in his column, they don't want to get shot. They don't want to get killed. And they understand that that basically what's happening here is undermining public safety. I'll tell you something else that's unbelievable is among strong liberals, who are the only ones who are very confident about speaking out, strong liberals stand out, says the survey, as the only political group who feel they can express themselves. Nearly 58% of staunch liberals feel they can say whatever they believe. That's not because they're courageous. It's because they know that it is politically correct. And this is a devastating thing, and it's also a reason that I think that there is some basis to discount some of the polling. Let me go to Carol in Buckley, Washington. Carol, you're on the Medved Show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Okay, good. So I came across something that was written by Bruce The Rape of the Mind by Juice A.M. Marillo, M.D., and it's in a newsletter that was, and he wrote that this in 1965, and it's in a 2000 newsletter by a doctor that I used to go to. And I'm 80 years old, and of course, all this is just crazy to me. But I just want, could I just read you what he said? It's called Waves of Terror. Existence in the totalitarian document of terror, which discusses in detail the use of well-planned, repeated success of waves of terror to bring the people into submission. Each wave of terrorizing
okay.
Cold War. Yes.
Okay. Again, this has to do was written in 65. It has to do with the bad old evil empire, and they're of course entirely correct. I don't think anyone believes that there is that, or shouldn't believe, that there is that kind of organized plan, that there's some kind of boardroom where people get together and say, how can we terrorize people and push them into submission? But I do think that there is a sense that people are afraid they might have to be embarrassed or apologize if, for instance, if you want to go out to a restaurant wearing a MAGA hat. Remember all those stories when people used to wear MAGA hats? And they wouldn't get served, or people would say, take it off. Let's go to Lee in Seattle. Lee, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi. See, I want to say something first, too. I so appreciate you. You have a class about you, and you're intelligent, and you can actually get through to the other side, where the arrogant other talk show hosts may not be able to, and I appreciate that about you. I am
Thank
in
you so much.
The same business you are, and now I'm working in the film industry, and I would comfortably say that 90% of the people in the film industry not only dislike Trump and conservatives, they hate them. And you can't even post on your own Facebook site something positive about police officers or anything conservative. And when you talk about 65% of the people or 60-some percent not speaking out, I could almost guarantee you that those are all conservatives.
Yeah, and that's, of course, what these numbers suggest. By the way, and the other thing about this survey that's fascinating is this, Lee. They asked strong liberals, would you support the idea of firing someone, if you could, who was working with you if you found out they supported Trump? Do you know what percentage of strong liberals say they would fire somebody just because they supported Trump?
Incredibly high, I'm sure.
It's 50%. It's half of them. So, again, I mean, there are people out there that this is suggesting who are worried for their jobs, for their future, for their relationships. And nearly a third of employed Americans say they personally are worried about missing out on career opportunities or losing their job if their political opinions became known.
Go
ahead.
I was saying it's not even just a matter of being positive toward conservatives or Trump or whatever. It's that if you don't fully agree with them, if you question it, if you say, you know, maybe everything you're hearing in the news is not accurate and you need to look at the other side, even that much, you know, puts you on the list. And having any religious views, being a Christian, people very comfortably in Seattle area, they assume that you're not a Christian. They assume you have no religious beliefs, and they just assume that you're liberal, and they talk freely as if you agree with them.
I think you're entirely correct. And look, I appreciate you're doing something to at least shatter the stereotypes, especially somebody who works in the entertainment industry. Lee, good luck. And appreciate your kind words very much. When we come back, I want to continue some of the way you get out of this trap. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
This study is fascinating from Cato Institute, and I think it is profoundly true. I think people are worried, and there are other aspects of the study that show their right to be worried. When you see that 50% of strong liberals would be willing to fire someone because that person was supporting Donald Trump for re-election, that's half. And there are a lot of strong liberals who happen to be in charge of various corporations and companies. It's an astonishing thing. No wonder people are quiet about their point of view. The only subgroup in America in terms of political orientation where a majority of people feel, oh, I can speak my mind anytime I want, any way I want. I don't have to worry about it. It's people who describe themselves as strong liberals. Okay, so people are probably asking, what about strong conservatives being willing to fire somebody because they donated to the Biden campaign? It's 36%. It's too high, but it's much less. And by the way, for strong conservatives who are listening out there, would you really fire somebody if you had somebody who was working in your office, if you found out they donated to Joe Biden's campaign? Really? You would do that? Or by the way, let me ask the other way around. If there are any people out there who are strong liberals, progressives, would you really fire someone just because they supported Trump? See, all of this, one side or another, gives rise to cases like a case that had another something that's worth celebrating. And I'm all about trying to find stuff that's worth celebrating. It's a tough time for our country. And there was a big victory that was won today in a case that was entirely merited. And the answer is the Washington Post is now the latest news organization to settle a defamation lawsuit launched by Nicholas Sandman. You remember him? He was the kid in a MAGA cap who was a student at Covington Catholic High School, whose life was turned upside down because he responded appropriately when there was a Native American activist who came up to him beating a drum, and he just stood there and smiled at him. And, of course, that was universally described as a smirk. In fact, Greg has a collage of the way this confrontation came about. Now, all of this was at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and there were a bunch of kids who had come out for the annual March for Life. And some of them were from Covington Catholic High School, which is Covington, Kentucky, which is a fine high school and a fine religious community. And this is the way that Nick Sandman, that young man who's now 18, this was his 18th birthday. He got an 18th birthday present, which I'll tell you about. But this is the way the media covered this at the time. Listen.
Troubling scene many are calling racist played out in Washington yesterday on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Some students harassing an older Native American man, a Vietnam vet.
The situation came to a head when that young man there, wearing a Make America Great Again hat, got right in his face and didn't move.
The video appears to show dozens of youths wearing Make America Great Again hats, mocking Native American elder and Vietnam veteran Nathan Phillips.
Yesterday, a Native American man was confronted by young people
That's
with
right.
Make America Great hats on. There's something wrong with that.
Outrage over this now viral video showing high school teenagers harassing a Native American elder.
When you have the kind of anger that we saw at the Indigenous people, March, where a veteran, a Native American man, was, you know, had a standoff with students who were, you know, mocking him.
A crowd of teenagers surrounding a Native American elder and other activists as one smirking high school student blocks the elder's path.
We feel that President Trump is giving license to some of this behavior.
Another man of peace stands face to face with bigotry.
The elder says the encounter with the group, an intense stare down with the one teen in particular, leaves him fearful of the future.
This kid in the front thinks it's somehow acceptable to stand in the face of this Native American man.
Okay, that kid in front just tweeted today. On February 19th, 2019, I filed a $250 million defamation suit against the Washington Post. Today, I turned 18. It's his birthday. And the Washington Post settled my lawsuit. Happy birthday. And then he says, thanks to Todd McMurty and L. Lynn Wood for their advocacy. Thanks to my family and millions of you who have stood your ground by supporting me. I still have more to do. Now, this follows a multi-million dollar settlement CNN made with the teenager, with Nick Sandman, back in January. Sandman, meanwhile, offered a not-so-subtle warning to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. We settled with Washington Post and CNN. The fight isn't over. Two down, six to go. Don't hold your breath, Jack. Sandman's attorney, Lynn Wood, similarly wrote, for our present to Nick Sandman to celebrate his 18th birthday, Todd McMurtry and I gave Nicholas the gift of justice from the Washington Post. Hashtag fight back. A spokesperson for the Post told Fox News, we are pleased that we have been able to reach a natural and mutually agreeable resolution to the remaining claims in this lawsuit. In March 2019, Sandman's attorneys filed a suit against CNN for its coverage of the incident before all the facts had surfaced. The teen was seeking a whopping $800 million in damages from CNN. He didn't get it, but he got plenty. He got plenty. And McMurtry previously told Fox News that lawsuits against as many as 13 other defendants would be filed. See, the reality of this case, for those who haven't stayed up to it, was that the young people, the high school students, offended nobody. They harassed nobody. Sandman was swept up in a controversy after a video clip depicted the MAGA hat-wearing student smiling at Nathan Phillips, who is this Indian activist and veteran, beating a drum and singing a chant as he was surrounded by Sandman's peers, who had joined in on the chant in front of the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Several mainstream media outlets, including the Washington Post, portrayed the incident with Sandman and the other teens as being racially charged, before additional footage later showed that a group of black Hebrew Israelites had provoked the confrontation, slinging racial slurs at the students as they were waiting for their bus following the March for Life event. Footage then showed Phillips, who was in town for the Indigenous People's March, he's the Indian activist, approaching the students amid the rising tension between the two groups. He was trying to make peace. Look, this is, it seems to me, directly related to the story that we were just covering. In other words, if you have media that are willing to characterize a young man who says nothing, he does nothing, he's standing his ground, and he's smiling at this Nathan Phillips who comes up and beats the drum in his face. He doesn't say anything, he doesn't do anything. And they describe this as a racial assault? Well, see you in court, buddy. Actually, they didn't even bring it to court. They settled, which is a good thing for all concerned. I actually think this is a heartening victory. Let's go quickly, if we can, to Ralph in Indianapolis. Ralph, we have only a moment, but you're on.
Okay. Thank you. I believe that what's being confused as systemic racism is actually the failed welfare system of the LBJ Great Society. It rewards women for remaining single, and it has caused a flip from 80% two-parent families in the black community to 20% today from 1960. In Hungary, the nation of Hungary, they have attached housing subsidies to buy houses to families who stay married, and you get an increased subsidy to buy your own home up to four children.
Right, and by the Ralph, something that you should know is you're right, your numbers are right, and you're right generally about the impact of those LBJ programs, but that was corrected by the welfare reform legislation of 1996 that Bill Clinton signed. In other words, there no longer is a bonus that people get if they remain unmarried. And does that mean the welfare system works perfectly right now? No, I think there are still, I mean, right now we see a very good example of this with this $600 a week bonus that the federal government gives to people who remain unemployed. It means that people get paid more for not working than they would pay get paid for working. It's not appropriate. And let us hope that Congress does not extend that giveaway, which hurts this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.